This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and today, let's just jump right into the show. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How a small apartment building made me $40,000 a year, by Michael Blank. In this podcast, I want to demonstrate to you the incredible power of apartment buildings. By using a real case study, I'll show you how I added $40,000 per year to my net worth with a small 12-unit apartment building. I hope it will inspire you to take a closer look at multifamily investing, a powerful strategy that can help you achieve financial freedom, just as it's helped me and many others. Four ways apartments make you money. I love apartment buildings because there are four ways to make money from them. One, cash flow. So this is the amount of money that is left over after all expenses and the mortgage payment are covered. Number two, appreciation. This is the difference between what you bought the property for and what you sell it for, minus expenses. Three, loan reduction, aka amortization, the amount by which your tenants paid down your mortgage balance. Number four, sponsor fees. If you're going to raise money for the deal, which you should, then you are entitled to certain fees for syndicating the deal. For example, you can pay yourself an acquisition fee when you close on the property, typically around 3% of the purchase price. You can also charge an asset management fee, typically 1% of the money raised each year you own the building, and an asset disposition fee, typically 1% of the sales price when you sell the building. Yes, unlike any other investment in the world, apartment buildings have four profit centers. Astounding. Introducing the 12-unit case study. I'm going to use my first deal as an example to demonstrate to you with real numbers how powerful apartment building investing can be. I use this particular case study because it's the kind of first deal that you can do anywhere in the country. Even though this is a small deal, 12 units, it still added $40,000 to my net worth every year for 5 years. And I didn't use any of my own money. Let me show you exactly how, and I hope in the process you'll see that you too can do a deal like this. Here's how I bought the property. Source, MLS, listed by residential broker. Purchase price, $530,000. Renovations, $54,000 or $4,500 per unit. It needed a lot of renovations. Cash needed to close, $227,000 raised from five investors in return for a 50-50 split. Projected returns, 15% per year for the investors. Acquisition fee, $15,900 payable to me. After closing on the property, I renovated the exterior of the building and many of the units. This allowed me to slowly raise the rents, fill the vacancies, and evict non-paying tenants. This wasn't an overnight process. In fact, it took about 3 years. After 5 years, I had it under contract to sell for $850,000. Overall, this building made me a profit of $198,434 in 5 years, or about $40,000 per year. Let's break down each of the profit centers to better understand the $40K per year profit. How this small apartment building made me $40,000 per year. Here are three of the four profit centers. Cash flow over 5 years was a total of $130,545 after all expenses and my fees. That's about $181 per unit per month. Cash flow was tight the first couple of years, but it picked up in the last three as we raised the average rent from $595 to $825. The appreciation was $146,500 after closing and sales costs, not including loan repayment and sponsor fees. The loan principal was reduced by $48,265 in 5 years. The total amount generated from these three profit centers was $325,310. Since I have a 50% share, my portion of these profits was $162,655. Let's not forget the sponsor fees. In addition to owning 50% of the building, I also received certain sponsor fees for putting the deal together, managing the property manager, and eventually selling the whole thing for a profit. I paid myself $15,900 at closing when I bought the building. I also charged an asset management fee of $2,275 per year, 1% of money raised, and a 1% disposition fee of $8,500 when we sold the building. All told, my sponsor fees totaled $35,779, putting my net profit at $198,434, about $40K per year. What did I really do with this property? I found a property with some problems that I felt I could fix in 3 to 5 years. I renovated the property, increased the rents, and reduced the vacancy. Was this difficult? Yes. And no. Yes, because I had to take action. I had to educate myself, actually buy the property, and hire the right property management company. And I had to be patient. But on the other hand, it really wasn't that difficult. Anyone could have done a deal like this. I bought it for fair market value. In other words, I didn't have to buy it at some kind of huge discount. People do deals like this all the time. And I believe you can do a deal like this as well. I can hear the skeptics getting ready to comment already. I don't want to hear it. The only reason you're going to say something like, "It can't be done," and "You're making all of this up," is because you have limiting beliefs that multifamily won't work for you. I've done it, and others have done it, and I know you can do it too. You just need some encouragement and some education. Commit right now to take a serious look at multifamily investing to help you achieve financial freedom. All right, another Thursday episode done and dusted. If you're getting something out of this, please let us know. The best way to do that is to leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us improve the show, and 5-star ratings help us climb the charts and reach more people with this valuable information. Thanks for doing that, and I'll see you tomorrow right here in the same place.